एनर्जी है एंड रियल स्पिरिचुअल स्पिरिचुअल इमोशंस. हाउ टू डिफरेंशिएट बिटवीन सहजिया एंड रियल स्पिरिचुअल इमोशंस.
Question is how to differentiate between real spiritual emotions and sahajiya. It's not, doesn't have any value for bhajan to make any discrimination. First of all, they have a phrase in English, it takes one to know one. So unless one is, you're talking about spiritual emotions, Romancha Kampashu, etc. That doesn't appear in one until you come to Bhava Bhakti. So if you're not a Bhava Bhakti, how do you know who's a Bhava Bhakta? The safest thing to do is respect everyone at all times and don't make judgment. Even Jesus preached in the Bible, judge not lest ye be judged. Don't judge others unless you want to be judged yourself. And in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, it says, when you point out the faults of others, those faults come in you. There's a verse in Bhagavatam, 11th canto. When you point out the faults, oh, this guy did this, that, this, that. Those faults come in you. So I live by these three guidelines. Respect all, love all, serve all. So, how to differentiate? The basic answer is you can't differentiate between a real McCoy and a fake one. That's an American expression. You can't really distinguish between a sahajiya and a true Bhava Bhakta. It's very difficult.
But then how to protect yourself that from the comments that you might think that, oh, I'm feeling something. It's maybe just an intuitive emotion.
How to protect yourself from?
From, like you might think that I feel that it is just some material emotion. Like how not to get into this trap.
Okay, the question is how to know, how to gauge whether my experience of ecstasies or whatever devotional experience I'm having, how do I measure whether that's genuine state of exalted consciousness. So the answer is, read a book called Madhurya Kadambini. Madhurya Kadambini by Vishwa Chakravarti with the commentaries of Anandas Babaji Maharaj. And you'll get punched in the nose. you get hit on the head. Because he describes the six symptoms of anisthita bhakti, anisthita. There's no symptoms of bhava at the level of anistha or ruchi or asakti. So by symptoms of bhava, ecstatic symptoms don't come until you come to the level of bhava. So you can very clearly analyze where you stand by reading that book. We
have
to experience ecstatic symptoms that are described at the level of bhava comes at when we attain the level of bhava, which means the descent of Shuddha Sattva. Shuddha Sattva descends from the spiritual, enters our heart. That's defined by the Rasika Sindhu. But we're human beings, we have sentiments, we have feelings, and that we direct them towards Krishna. We have soft hearts, we feel some emotions, maybe we cry sometimes, our hair may stand on end, but that's not the same as the experience of a Bhava Bhakta. But it's good, it's also nice, but you can't say, I cried, I'm in Bhava.
Well, it's not that you're saying in Bhava, but on that lower level, like how to see what is the like, real feeling for God and what is just material.
Don't worry about analyzing so much. Just do bhakti, whatever gifts come to you, just keep it to yourself. It says in Prema Bhakti Charanika, any type of reciprocation one attains from the higher dimension, from the spiritual dimension, you keep that as your personal treasure. You don't go around beating a drum around the neighborhood, oh, I cried last night on Chanchaba. You know, I meditated and I cried. That's your private treasure. Because if you start advertising in the market, it means you're interested in pratishtha, and fame will run far away from you. So you cry, you have your different experiences, okay, keep it to yourself.
It's not that sharing, but I mean how to, like did they be like pure spiritual, this I want to understand. Like spiritual and material.
What are you saying?
She's saying like, if she's crying, is she crying for Krishna or she is crying just like...
No, I want to understand the spiritual feelings and thoughts different when it is just...
The spiritual feelings and what you're trying to understand, it's not understood with a material mind. That's the first thing you have to understand. You have to transform your whole consciousness, which is a slow process. Doesn't happen overnight, it happens after many lifetimes. I mean, yeah, we're trying to get the highest thing, it's not an easy thing to attain. I'm 50 years practicing bhakti, you think it's so easy? I mean, it takes a long time, many lifetimes. And when you get to that plane, you're beyond the plane of mentality. You're not thinking this, that. You're actually having anubhav, you're having experience, because you're transformed. Bhava Bhakti means descent of Vladini Shakti and Samvit Shakti. Samvit Shakti, you fill with Chit Shakti and fill with bliss and love. And you're moved on a different wavelength. So now you just keep going, keep reading, keep meditating. It's beyond the mental platform. The spiritual platform is not something you can mentally embrace like that. No? Yes? What else? Any other questions?